Welcome to Pet Tips. I'm Nanette Weiser, and today we're talking about some tiny fur babies that can make great pets. Hamsters. Now, I'm not a big rodent fan, but the word hamster is derived from the German word hamstern, which means to hoard, and this term fits the hamsters perfectly because they hoard food. They're popular pets, but you do have some special requirements to make them happy and healthy. So the typical hamster kept as a pet is a 6-inch Syrian hamster, also known as the teddy bear hamster or the golden hamsters. They are usually 2 to 3 inches in length, and their lifespan is typically 2 to 3 years. So hamsters are night owls. They're nocturnal by nature and they sleep during the day. They have gained a reputation for biting, but mostly this happens when they're awakened during the day. It's a natural defense to being startled awake. So they're not suitable pets for young children, and all children should be supervised by an adult when handling. So be prepared at night for the routines of digging, scratching, and wheel running. Diet. So hamsters do well in a combination of rodent chow, wrap blocks, and hamster pellet seed mix. Look for a seed mix made of pellets, grains, seeds, and dried vegetables. And a small amount, bite size, of fresh vegetables and fruit is recommended 2 to 3 times a week. Appropriate vegetables and fruits include carrots, spinach, lettuce, and apples. But remember, introduce new foods gradually, and remember to clean up any uneaten food before it spoils. Do not give your hamster onions, uncooked beans, chocolate candy, or junk food. Clean fresh water should be available at all times. Use an inverted bottle with a drinking tube that can be attached to the cage and change that water daily. Hamsters, kind of like me, will stuff their face literally with food and then empty out whatever's in the pouch for some late-night snacking. When cleaning the cage, it's not uncommon to find hidden stashes of foods in the corner. So, you know, they're solitary animals, and they should live alone. No exceptions. They should be kept indoors in a solid bottom wire cage or an aquarium that has a wire mesh cover for ventilation. Bigger, the better. For one hamster, a 15-gallon tank minimum is considered standard. Provide different levels for your hamster to climb on and investigate. If you're using an aquarium, a simple wooden platform with a ramp will do. And make sure the enclosure has a secure mesh top so the hamster cannot escape, but also provides adequate ventilation. And keep that cage away from direct sunlight, drafts, and other pets such as dogs and cats. And the inside of your enclosure should be lined with absorbent bedding, such as Carefresh or aspen shavings are good. No pine or cedar shavings, as the fumes and oils are harmful to hamsters. Timothy hay can also be used, and remove the soiled bedding droppings and stale food daily. And thoroughly clean the cage with warm soapy water once a week. And hamsters, they're so adorable. They love exercise. Exercise is a must, and cardboard tubes, PVC pipes, and plastic igloos provide them with opportunities to run, climb, hide, and tunnel. Well, the chewing. Well, they need to chew to keep their teeth from overgrowing. An untreated, unpainted piece of wood, a twig, or even a hard, plain dog biscuit is an appropriate chew. I don't like the idea of twigs because you need to know what kind of twig you're using. Do not use soft plastic. And your local pet supply store will also have a chew toys made just for hamsters. They like to sleep in a small enclosed space and hide in a small box, an igloo, or a flower pot. So to handling your hamster, first of all, it's really important that you take your hamster for a first vet visit. And that's always really important to have a good vet that you can consult if you have any concerns. Now, to get your hamster used to being handled, start by hand feeding your hamster small treats. When they seem comfortable with taking treats, pick them up by scooping them into your hand. Once the hamster is successfully hand-tamed, you can start allowing them supervised romps outside of their cage for a short period of time, as long as there are no other animals or dangers in the exercise area. You know, a hamster's eyesight's not very good, so make sure they don't fall or hurt themselves when exercising outside of the cage. I like to actually get a huge box and just let them run around in there. That's kind of fun. So if you're interested in getting a hamster, it makes a great pet for adults or for teenagers, not for small children. And I hope that you will consider these adorable fur babies if, in fact, a cat and dog is not right for you. So for Pet Tips, I'm Nanette Weiser. See you next time.